We obviously think he can. You know, Omar, I think Omar's done a good job. You know, he's missed some time with some nicks and stuff. But, you know, it's been part of the plan all along. Emmanuel's been working with Joe, even with the time miss. He's been still been able to go out there and continue to catch. So, yeah, I mean, anyway, we can get him touches, and this will definitely help.
Gary, with two tight ends and one combo, are you planning to use some of your offensive linemen as a tight end?
I think that's something that you have to prepare to do all the time, Woody. I mean, how much we would do it, I don't know, but I think in this day and time with rosters and having a tight end, tackle or guard that can go out there and play the Y position for you in short yardage or two tight sets. But really it came down to a strength of our team at receiver too. It had a lot to do with, you know, just the two tight ends being on the team because the six guys really played well and played very well on special teams.
Benny, might be one guy who earned a spot based on his preseason performances?
I mean, I think you could – give a lot of examples, but y'all brought one up a while ago. I can think of Shaq. I mean, just the way he played throughout the course of the preseason. I can also think of Benny right now. You know, Benny was probably in a tough spot going into the game Thursday. He had a banged up hip. He found a way to get on the field and play very well. And, you know, so it just goes to prove it's still a very important game that we played a couple of days ago for some guys. But I think there are a lot of examples of guys playing their way on the team. You know, some very tough cuts today. Some guys, like John said, I don't think we let a guy go today that can't play in this league. And a very difficult day for some of those guys, for me, but a very great day for a lot of guys, too, making a football team in this league, you know, talking to our young quarterback and stuff like that. So a lot of emotion running around on both sides of the fence. Well, Monte's a good football player. I mean, the other night, the opportunities weren't very good. You know, I said that after the game. I know he got to carry the ball a lot, but we didn't do a very good job up front for him as far as giving him a lot of room to work. But he's had a good camp. I mean, he's a good football player. You know, he earned the right to be on the 53. He did play on special teams the other night. And, you know, like I said, it's up to us to find a way to, you know, to get them all involved in what they're doing, and special teams will be a big factor. Well, he's got to continue to improve, but he's had a good camp. He's played well on the right side. We're asking him to play both sides if you're going to be a swing guy. The other night we played him exclusively on the left, which was probably was a little uncomfortable for him, but that's the way it is. I mean, he's got to be able to do that, but I think he's come a long way as a player. He's gotten more physical, and he's very smart, so he gives us a swing guy on game day. So I think the progress has been good, but he needs to continue to come. Well, hopefully they're all kind of interchangeable a little bit. You know, you got Max. We worked Max at center a little bit the other night. We know Max has had an excellent camp. I mean, was working his way toward being our starter for us on opening day until we were able to get Evan. You have to remember Shelley has some swing ability too. He has snapped the ball in the league. He's played some center in the league. So I think anytime you're building your depth at any group, guys having flexibility to do a lot of things, you know, has a lot to do with them making a final 53. Trevor put himself on it. You know, I mean, he came in, obviously was not healthy. That was a concern. How far could we go? But he's the one that did it. I mean, he worked really hard throughout the course of, you know, the summer off with the players. When we came back, he was ready to go, and he just continuously made progress. Every time he went on the field, he found a way to make plays. He's a leader, very confident young man. So we're just, you know, we feel very good about the opportunity, or I guess, you know, have an ability to get him that late in the draft and have a player with that type of ability. So, but he deserves the credit. Did a good job.
Did you like the way he handled sort of 2 minutes?
Yeah, just in general, you know, watching him work against our ones in practice, running scout teams. He's a very confident kid. There's not a throw he can't make. And I think the question was how much could he handle mentally, how much from what he did in college, how much could he progress, and he's handled that very, very well, and guys gravitate to him. You know, you never know about leadership skills until a guy walks in the door, and he has shown that. So hopefully we'll continue with that.
A few more for the coach. When you pulled him down in the seventh round, you guys pulled his name down, did you envision him at any point being able to progress to the roster at that point, or did you see him as a developmental guy?
Well, I'll go back to, I think I've said this every time I've been asked about it. We saw the arm. There was no doubt about the arm. When you watch him throw the ball, at Northwestern, and some of the wind, the trees were going sideways, and he's out there making throws all over the field. I mean, you knew that he had that ability. Now, everything else, you know, you got to see. But he's really came in, and he's adapted very well to the calling system, making long calls and huddle, things he's never been a part of. So it's really about his progress, you know. But the physical skills, we knew they were there. Would the knee come along? Would this be a project situation? We didn't know. So he's the one that made up the ground.
Do you think this is you said very early on you understood the expectations here. Is this the kind of roster that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously we got very excited about our 53 and the guys that we let go today. I mean, there was some tough decisions. And we talked about a free agent not making the team. That tells you about the depth of the roster that John and the staff has put together. But we got a good group of guys. You know, it's time to go to work. And got a tough early schedule here. Nothing bigger than what we got going on next week. So excited to get going again Monday.
Last one, Arnie, last one, please.
Gary, a couple-part question. One is, do you expect Kenny and Nikki back for the opener? And then secondly, how do you like the way Derek Wolf treated the preseason, given that he's been down now for a month?
Well, I will go past Kenny, and I will say Kenny and Lorente. You know, both of them, I would say, are day-to-day. They've got a chance. You know, we need to keep going. But we're expecting them back, you know, very quickly. Lorente's probably a little bit ahead of Kenny from that standpoint. But we know what type of players they can be for us and the help that they can be. We've got to get them healthy. But they're very close, you know, so I'm excited about that. Derek handled himself well. It was a tough decision the other night. We thought about playing him in the last preseason game, and then we sat down and said, well, how much is he going to play? And when we started talking about 15 plays, we said, you know what? No, he's had a good preseason. He's healthy. He's got to get away from here. He's got to take care of his business. And from a responsibility standpoint, when he comes back, he's got to be ready to go. But I'm excited about the work Derek's put in and looking forward to him getting back.